I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Self-identified gay men in Connecticut make up a growing percentage of new HIV infection cases. It's an alarming trend over the last decade that is forcing AIDS activists to get creative. Sean Lang says in the earlier days of the AIDS epidemic, there were lots of different places bringing the LGBT community together. Lang is deputy director at AIDS Connecticut, an outreach group for people living with HIV or AIDS.
We used to be able to go to bars and hand out condoms and give people information on where to get tested. Over the past 30 years, those social hubs have dwindled. And there's not like a centralized gay community or an LGBT community.
Today, Lang says the LGBT community is more fragmented, arranging dates through sites like Craigslist or through dating apps, which is contributing to an alarming trend in HIV infections. While overall rates of new infection among people who test for HIV are down, rates among men who report having sex with other men are way up, more than doubling over a 10-year span. Julia Telfer, Director of Prevention at AIDS Connecticut, says the rise of dating apps has complicated traditional outreach efforts. And now, she does a lot of her outreach online.
We have a profile up there that says, two guys, one van, and it just details the services that we offer.
That's a Craigslist post for services like their mobile testing initiative.
Oftentimes, we'll just get a curious question at first, like, tell me more about what you guys are doing.
Telfer says that gives AIDS Connecticut an in to start a conversation and educate people about their sexual health.
I consider it a success anytime we reach out to somebody and provide any piece of education or just plant the seed for the future.
Telfer says the end goal is to have people come in and have a face-to-face conversation where educators can sit down, assess risk levels, and hopefully reverse the growing proportion of gay men getting newly diagnosed with HIV. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.